Thursday night, or Leches Sivan. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Hilchos Brachos, and we're really learning now a shtickle complicated halachos about, we're in the middle of Siman Nun Zayin, about when do you make a new bracha and when don't you make a new bracha when you're in the middle of eating. We're not talking about you're in the middle of a bread meal, obviously. We're talking about you sat down, you're hungry, you took an apple to eat, and you ate it, and you know, I'm still a little hungry, I think I'll take an orange. You make a new bracha or not? So the ma'isa, you do. Unless you, it might be other mitigating factors, because of the complexity of these halachas, the achronim say, whenever you sit down to eat, try to have in mind, and you don't have to have this in mind every time, but maybe you do it a couple times, and then that becomes your established norm, that you have in mind whatever you're going to eat at this sitting. Your ha'etz should go on every ha'etz that you're going to eat. Until you leave the table, or until you leave the room. You have in mind whatever you may decide to eat. Even if it might be called you changed your mind, so it might necessitate a new bracha, but now you're giving an all-encompassing machshava. That's the fallback position. If you do that, you avoid all the halachas that we're learning now. We're learning the halachas without such a thought in mind. So we're in Nun Zayin. So quickly in Siv Beis, he said, if he ate peiros, I'm not going to learn it inside. I'm just going to say it over in English. If you made a bracha on certain peiros you're eating, and then they brought you other peiros, so if you had in mind everything that they bring you, so fine, you're not going to make a new bracha, even if it's an orange and you're eating an apple, as long as it's ha'etz, of course. But if you didn't have it in mind, okay, and if you mamash changed your mind, you really had in mind you're going to eat an apple, and you were going to leave, and then you changed your mind, and you have to know, okay, I know that I changed my mind. So of course you have to make another bracha, even if they brought you mamash the same min. But if it's not clear, you didn't have in mind dafka either way, so now we're in Siv Gimel. So he says, Azai yesh chilek. Then there's a chilek. V'metchilo haitzadak ustam lo kach v'lo kach, azai yesh chilek. Im b'sha'ar she'viyu lo ashnios, if they brought him the other fruit. Lo hoyu lo od miha rishonos. He didn't have any of the first fruit left. Tzorech levorech she'nis. Now from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like even if it's apples and apples, if he didn't have any special thought in mind that only he's eating one apple, or he's going to eat as many fruit as he wants, then if he polished off everything he's eating now, so like his bracha sort of left, he ate up everything, and now they bring him new fruit, he has to make a new bracha. The kitzur's mashma, even apples and apples, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, only apples and oranges. Even if it's ha'etz, but only if it's a different min. If he ate apples and they brought him new apples, then you do not have to make a new bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says. Only apples and oranges. Again, we're talking about stam das, nothing special. What were you thinking? I wasn't thinking anything. I was reading a book, and I just was eating. So, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, apples and oranges, you have to make a new bracha if there's no apples left. But if he has apples left, avlam hoyelo od meharishonos, so then it's a suffake. Im tzorech levorech al hashnios, o enu tzorech. Again, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you don't have to, except if it's apples and apples. Well, that's for sure. I mean, if it's apples and apples, you don't have to, even if you didn't have any left. L'chein tov lizor, if they bring you, let's say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if they bring you now oranges, and you had apples left, so that's a problem. That's a suffering. Now you don't know what to do. So that's why, he says, it's best, always have in mind that you're going to eat whatever's brought to you in this sitting.
Just talking about if it wasn't in front of you when you
ate
the first bracha?
Yes, for sure, right. So it's a suffering brachas, so you shouldn't eat it, he says. Right. Again, the scenario of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch where he says don't eat it is when you have left over the min and you didn't have anything special in mind, you have left over and they brought you more, and we'll already go with the Mishnah Berurah, they brought you oranges. If they brought you apples, no new bracha. But if they brought you oranges and you didn't have leftover, for sure new bracha. Again, unless you always have in mind, or unless you had in mind, I'm going to eat whatever they bring me. If you didn't have, if no apples are left, you polished off what you were eating, then you make a new bracha on the orange. I just had today, I was eating, what was I eating? I made a shakol, grandma. I was eating salmon. My wife gave me special isruchag, so I had some salmon. And then I was sitting in my apartment, and I ate salmon. And then I decided, and then I was really ready to make a bracha achrona. Then I decided I'm thirsty. And I went, and I got, and I said, uh-oh. And I made a new bracha. Because I felt I changed my mind, and it was a different min, so I made another shakol. So if my wife would have been there, so then there's sort of a rule that if someone's serving you, you automatically are latched on to their das. And that is so you don't have to make a new bracha, because it says if there's a host. But I think the wife is like a host also. She's serving you the meal. So if she would have been there, I wouldn't have made a new bracha. If she would have said, would you like something to drink? And I would have said, good idea. I wasn't planning on it, but I think I will. I would not have made a new bracha, because then I think that halacha would kick in. That if there's someone serving you, you're dependent on them. Even if you didn't know, but if there's someone who's in charge of what you're eating for the meal, and they're serving you, we say that you know your mind's a blank, and you're.
How do you define a different min though for this? Like two different, like Pepsi Max and Diet Mountain Dew are different minim, or they're both drinks? So?
And now you're getting personal.
No, but you had salmon, and then there was flounder brought up, like different fish.
That's for sure different. That's like apples and oranges.
That's what I was thinking. But fruit are really all. The whole point is they're all Bori Priya Eitz. By definition, that's what it's meant with.
Adirabba, and still you say it needs a new bracha.
Right. But what I'm saying is by not fruit, it's harder to differentiate because.
No, but in your example, I'd be more comfortable. I would be more. I would have a bigger question. Let's say a top or a bottom of a chicken.
Right.
You know, it's more of a question, and you could.
A new bracha on that.
Again, the scenario would have to be that you sat down to eat lunch and you had a mind, you didn't have anything special in mind. But you didn't have in mind you're only eating one piece of chicken, but you didn't have in mind I'll eat till I'm not hungry anymore. You know, nothing special. And usually, I would add, like, and usually you eat a quarter of a chicken for a meal. So you know, a quarter of a chicken. Then you say, no, I'm still hungry. And your wife's not home, so there's nobody serving you. You go to the refrigerator and you take a top or a bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's a shallow.
It's
a good shallow. Yeah. You have to say, I tell you, in Hilchot, it's not a tzushtel, but it just shows you how vast Torah is. By borer, you end up with the same shallow many times.
Right.
With one min, there's no borer. What's called one min?
Well, that's why I have to ask here, because I don't know if they would be called. If there's a difference by brachas and by borer, maybe where you would draw the line.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's all water. It's just different flavored water. I don't know. This is why the poskim recommend, whenever you sit down to eat, have in mind, I want my brachas to cover everything I eat at this session, till I leave the room, let's say. Okay, Siv Dalid. So again, we're talking about no specific intention, and they brought him a special fruit. Oh, shehumi min shiva, maybe one of the shivas aminim. Afilu yesh lefon of old meharishonos. Interesting halacha. Even if he had leftover apples, tzorich levorich al zeh sheheviu lo. He has to make a new bracha on what they brought him. Why? Listen to this. Kimasha eino chashuv, something more insignificant or less significant, Einu yochol lifter es hachosh of derech grora. See, we tend to think, as I did until 3 seconds ago, we tend to think, you know, if it's the same bracha, so it's automatic. Not necessarily. Everybody agrees with this halacha. The Mishabura does not chayav with this. So, this is called derech grora. Like it's like it automatically is pattering something else. If something is more chashuv, it's not patted automatically. Now, if you have in mind specifically, I'm eating apples now, I want it to cover the figs that are going to be brought in. Well, not figs, can't eat figs anymore. I want it to cover the dates that are going to be brought in. I don't know about dates either. I want it to cover the pomegranate that's going to be brought in. Then it does pat. We're talking about like a sort of a default automatic without thinking about it pottering. So that it's not something less chashuv is not poit to something more chashuv. Eladavka kshin is kaving the potro, even only if you had it in mind. It depends what kind of ikar and tafel. I don't know what you mean. Well, it depends what kind. If it's an enhancer, if it has flavor, then it'll always potter it. They speak out that the Mishnah Brura says that this din is true even if it's on the table. Even if you didn't have it in mind specifically, but stam, it's on the table. Now, I just want to speak out. The reason this is a chiddush, I mean, normally, I think, we don't even think of this as a different category, like agav grora. We think all of these halachas are ways, so it's like you had in mind. It's kilu you had in mind. But you see, not like that. You see that there's having in mind, and then there's sort of like default derech grora, memela, and that could have a different halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.